How was your day? This is the second day. Trusting that God in His mercy will visit us in a wonderful way in Jesus' name. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, gracious Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We honor you for who you are. Thank you for the love with which you loved us. Thank you for the love that made you to go to the cross to die a cruel death for us. Thank you for your blood that you shed on the cross while we were yet sinners. Father, you died for us. Lord, we are grateful to have such a wonderful, loving Father like you. We appreciate you. We ascribe glory to you for what you did yesterday. Honor, praise, majesty, adoration for what you are doing tonight. Spirit of the living God, you are welcome. Without you, there is nothing I can do, I can say. I rely upon you. I depend upon you, reliable God. Release your mercy upon me and my brethren tonight. Open your word unto us, O God. Reveal the heart of the Father unto us, young and old. Do not permit any of us, anyone that comes under this roof, do not permit anyone to return the same way we have come, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, let your word be open. Open your word unto us. Show me your mercy, O God. Let your word be open unto me, that I will not minister with a stale anointing. I pray that the bread that you have prepared to serve your people for tonight, let it be released fresh thoughts from the oven of heaven. In the name of Jesus, cause the heart of your people to be open and make them their heart receptive to your word in Jesus' name. Let the ears of your people be open to hear the voice of their Maker. Let the eyes of your people be open. Take away every veil, take away every blinder of darkness. Come, O Lord, and bless us this evening. We are here for you. Visit us in your mercy and by your power. Holy Spirit, take over. Glorify Jesus in our midst tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. In you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. The death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let's go to Romans. We are taking Romans chapter 12. When it is time, we'll take Romans chapter 8. Let's start with Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We are reading that Romans, both in King James and in Good News Bible. Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. I take it from verse 5. First of all, from King James. Then we go to Good News. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. For those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Verse 8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Okay? The only reason why I would have read it for us in Romans is just because of one word. All through this passage, you can count how many times the word flesh is mentioned here. But when you read it in Good News, instead of calling it the flesh, he will call it human nature. And that's the word I would like to use. But I am trusting God to help me to manage the time very well. That's why I want to trust God that on your own you will look at it in Good News. Okay. So no, you start from that verse 5. Those who live as their human nature tells them to have their minds controlled. Take note of that. By what human nature wants. Those who live as the Spirit tells them to have their minds controlled by what the Spirit wants. To be controlled by human nature results in death. To be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. And so people become enemies of God when they are controlled by their human nature, for they do not obey God's law, and in fact, they cannot obey it. Those who obey their human nature cannot please God. Every one of us, everyone born by woman, we were born with this nature. This nature that is not willing, is not ready, and can never, never please God. But when we read it in King James uses the word flesh. We inherited this nature by birth. This nature, right from when we were born, right from the womb of our parents, the nature came to this earth with us. And it is not something you can see on our faces. It is lying down deep within us. It is quite unnatural for anyone born by human parents to not to commit sin. Someone was sharing with me about another person, and he was telling me all the things that person has done and is still doing. And that person happens to be a husband. She happens to be a disciple. And one day she used her tongue anyhow. And the man told her, leave my house now. And I mean it. And that day, she left. For 3 weeks, she was sleeping in the church. She decided not to go to her own family. She only informed the parents-in-law and all the siblings of the man. So when I got to know about the matter, she said many things. Then I asked a question. Is your husband a child of God? He said, he's a Catholic. I said, you have not answered my question. Because except a man be born again, he cannot stop misbehaving. Then she said, well, she doesn't even follow us to the church. And when we are going to church, we say, go. Just be praying for me. So I said, then you are expecting too much from that man. Because a man who is not in Christ can never please you, can never please the Lord. That man, that woman that is not in Christ, you don't expect too much. And there are so many names of ladies on his phone. Every time I keep asking, who is this again? I said, stop asking. Stop checking the phone of your husband. It is natural for that man to carry women. It is natural for that man to drink and to become drunk. Whatever you can mention on this earth, it is natural for that man to do such things. But if the man is born again, and the man is growing in his walk with God, and you find him doing what is not expected, then we can begin to look at his life very closely, whether he understood what has happened to him. A natural man, or in another word, a carnal man, cannot even see anything that is attractive in Christ and in all that Christ stands for. Whatever he does or he does not do, it doesn't matter. And from this Romans that we have read, anyone that is still not yet converted, you can be in church and you are not converted. You can be a member of the church and your name has already been removed from the book of life. Anyone that is still operating in this nature, the team that we are considering these few days, number one, cannot understand, because such a person is understanding is darkened, is blind, he cannot see, he cannot hear. And you cannot even be interested in what we are doing here. But for everyone that is born of God, everyone that has received Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, such people, let me add this before I go to that. A natural man, they don't always, it's not that 24 hours they sin. You know that. A natural man Sometimes they do something good. Sometimes they can sing. Sometimes they can come to church and do something. But verse 8 of this Roman says, there is nothing a natural man does that is pleasing to God. There is this, I've just forgotten the name now, but you will remember. You know that Baba Ijebu is really from Ijebu, I think from Remo side. He's from Ifeanyi, God bless him. That means you know him already. I've forgotten his name. He's growing old now, very old. Kesintin. Adebutu Kesintin. God bless you, man. This man has built, furnished very well so many churches for Methodist Church of Nigeria. I don't know about other assemblies that are not Methodist. You know that Orthodox Church, when they build a church, they build pastorum. And he will build the church, build the pastorum, and furnish it, and hand over the key. And only the leadership of Methodist Church can tell you how many churches that this man has handed over the keys to their church. But everything that man has done cannot please God. That's what we have just read. And that is a fearful thing to me. And as we are going tonight to be considering the word of God tonight, I pray that the Lord will grant unto us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Reverend has already prayed for us that the Lord will make our hearts fertile. And I believe in that prayer because I have already pleaded with God for mercy, that He should show me mercy. He should not allow me to sow among thorns. Will there be anyone that is carrying heart of thorns, thistles, and weeds? I pray that there will be a divine surgery, even as we are all seated before the Lord tonight. Is there anyone that will come or has come with a basket heart? A basket cannot hold water, and the word of God is like water. That is why Jesus Christ said, sanctify thyself by thy word. Sanctify thy people by thy word. Thy word is true. The word of God is like water. When it comes, it washes us, it makes us clean. Let's go to Romans before I make another statement. Romans chapter 6. I take verse 6 to 7. Romans 6, and I'm taking it in King James. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Verse 7. For he who has died has been freed from sin. You will notice that this passage is calling the human nature old man, old Adamic nature. For every one of us that have experienced the Lord Jesus Christ, you have died to that old woman, old man. And you need to continue to know this. Knowing this is on a daily basis. And the knowing comes by revelation. that because you cannot stop some things from coming into your mind, but you can choose not to dwell on them if you continue to know on a daily basis that the old man, the human nature, the flesh, that sinful nature, as far as you are concerned, you have died to it. When Jesus Christ was crucified on the tree, all of us, we were crucified along with him. And I want to use an analogy of a pregnant woman. I don't know whether you have heard this in the history of mankind, that a pregnant woman who is heavily pregnant with twins died, but the babies in her womb survived. How many of us have heard that before? Raise your hand. You have heard that before, that a woman that is pregnant was certified dead, and the babies that she was carrying, they were still living. That would be a miracle. Our sister has seen that before. You heard it or you saw it? Don't mind that Facebook thing. Don't mind that Facebook thing. I don't believe in it. Because the babies in the womb of a mother, where does that baby get life? From the mother. And when the mother that is giving life to that baby passed on, and the doctors check the pulse, and they try to put the oxygen is not working, they will just certify that person dead. It will be the hand of God that will make that woman that has been certified dead for the babies that are in the womb to receive life. That would be a miracle. So when Jesus died on the cross, according to the word of God, you and I and all of us, look at it, it's there. We died in him. And who? What died? The old man. So, each of us, yesterday we were discussing understanding the mind of Christ. Today, it is cultivating the mind of Christ. For us, for that to be done successfully, you must have this understanding that when Jesus died, according to this book of Romans chapter 6, knowing this, that our old man died. So, each of us must understand this and take it as something that has happened to us. Believe it, and that is the only way you can reckon yourself dead to sin. When you get home, you can read from that verses down. He said, likewise, you also reckon yourself dead. Let's quickly read it. Okay, look at verse 7. For he who has died has been freed from sin, unless the word of God will come to you by revelation, and you will believe that this is what he has already established. It is settled for me. Possibility of playing with sin will be there. And verse 8. Now, if we died with Christ, We believe that we shall also live with him. Do you believe that Jesus resurrected? Do you believe that you also, everyone that died in Christ, will come back to life and will live forever? Do you believe that? So if you believe that, then it should not be difficult for you to believe that you died, that your old man, that human nature, that generator of sin, died when he died on the tree. And verse 9 says, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Verse 11, likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. The old man is dead. But having said that, he left his mind behind. And it is our minds that forms the bulk of our intellectual reasoning. That is why our minds have to be washed with the water of the Word of God. That is why our mind should be washed day by day. That is why we must not and we cannot afford to stay away from wherever, especially on our Bible study days, from experience, even when I was still pastoring. I noted that Bible study days, only very few people come to church on like Sunday service. And I see that is because of lack of understanding, because several people that will not come to church on Tuesday, it is not because they cannot come. It is because they do not understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. It is because they have not understood that the more they hear the Word of God, the more the Word of God works in each of their lives, cultivating the mind of Christ. Whatever you set your mind on is what plays out. So the first thing I want us to consider tonight is, I don't want to be tempted to go back to these Romans, because there are some words that are there in this book of Romans that we have read. I will just make one or two statements and we move on. On your own, you can take time to study it. Even the scriptures that I will not be reading, maybe for time, I will give you the passage so that when you are studying on your own, you will be able to get the full details. I want us to read Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Philippians 3, 17 to 19. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. This was Brother Paul here. Brother Paul bore the mind of Christ. From that moment, Jesus encountered his life all through the end of his life. You know Paul as a murderer. When he was bearing Saul, he was a murderer. And only he himself will be able to remember how many lives went to heaven before their time through his hand. But when this, and that is to let you know the kind of mind that a natural man carries. A natural man can be a pope, he can be a pastor, he can be anything. Just be acting based on what his mind has conceived. You remember this man, the Pharisee, Nicodemus. When I get to that point, I will discuss it with you. Paul said, follow my example. May the Lord and upon all of us, that we ourselves we will grow in conformity to the image of Christ. The mind of Christ will be so clearing in our lives for people to see, that we'll be able to say, follow me as I follow Jesus. Paul said, follow my example. Why was he able to say that? Because he was bearing the mind of Christ. And it was not hidden. He now gave them reasons why they must follow his lifestyle, why they must follow his example. Whereas when he was bearing the old mind, he was a murderer. But now, something has happened to him. May the Lord encounter us by the word of truth that God has prepared for us remaining 2 days in the mighty name of Jesus. From verse 18 to 19, Paul began to show us the kind of mind that people bore. He said, with tears, said, I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that the enemies of the cross of Christ. Who is the enemy of the cross of Christ? Anyone. Anyone that is not operating according to the lifestyle of Christ. Anyone that is identified by the name of Christ and is not living according to the standard of Christ. Anyone who is leading a life that is a contradiction life of Christ, such an individual, through such a life, instead of people to come to Christ, they will say, if this is what it means to follow this your Jesus, to fear God. Those are the enemies of the cross. Anyone that refuses God to walk upon his heart by giving him this mind, said, let this mind also be in me. Let this mind, the mind of Christ himself. So, from my little understanding, I'm just saying that if I'm not bearing the mind of Christ, and I'm not making any attempt, I am not doing anything, I am not calling upon him, crying to him, I am not taking any step. All that he wants us to do is just to make up our mind that I am willing to collect this mind. I am willing to live the rest of my life for you. That is all that he needs. Do you know that he has given to us in one of our classes, we are looking, we are trying to discover our inheritance in Christ Jesus. And one of the things we discovered, I cannot remember now whether it's Romans 5:17 or Romans 8:17. I think it's Romans 5:17. And in that verse alone, we discovered that we have two inheritance, that every one of us that are born of God have these two inheritance. We have abundant grace. Grace without measure. Grace that cannot finish. In the history of mankind, to the glory of God, I've been in this Lagos for the last 56 years of my life. I've been in this Lagos. And when my parents brought me to Lagos, they took me to Atlantic Ocean. And since then, as I was growing up, I never heard that Atlantic Ocean dried once. I don't know if you heard it. So if Atlantic Ocean cannot dry, the grace of God that is available for you, for me, for all of us, is so abundant and it can never finish. So, to collect the mind of Christ, what can I do? Tap into the grace. Make request of grace. God wants to see you to making efforts, turning away completely from the life of the other side, and it will release grace. And second thing in that particular scripture, we have received as our inheritance, the gifts of righteousness. The gifts of righteousness. That means it is possible. It is possible for us day by day to live a life of overcomer, to live a life that overcomes sin. I want to check whether I gave you the right. Yes, Romans 5:17. Is there? Okay, I don't know that it's already up. Praise the Lord. Do you see your inheritance here? So it is not difficult for us. It is a day by day thing. As you make effort to press in, to follow Jesus, you will see the work that the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will be carrying out in your lives and in my own life also. In the name of Jesus. Take note of Ephesians 4:17 to 20. I will not read because of time, but take note of it. Let me just, I think it's important. Wherever I get to, I will stop and I will continue tomorrow and just build on it, because it is very important for us to understand this. And if it is already up, we can read. Oh, God bless you. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that, can you give us in James? Give us in James. If it's not available, that's fine. Okay, thank you. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. I want you to note the admonition. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. And verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ. You have not so learned Christ. So, whatever you are doing, whatever I am doing, Jesus Christ is the pattern son, is the only standard that is acceptable to God. And it is only standard that you and I should be using to measure our growth. Our growth in the work of righteousness. You know, it is very easy when someone knows how to pray and is praying very well. You want to choose that person as your standard. But fault. I have come to know by the grace of God that Jesus Christ is the only standard acceptable. Because the person that is praying and is spitting fire, I don't know the genuinity of what he's doing. And someone told us a story some years back, and from that time, I want to see your mind, see what you are producing, see the fruit before I agree with my heart and myself that I'm good to go, I can follow you. Because that person told us about Tope Alabi, that Tope Alabi used to have someone, I will not mention the name, but it's possible that some of you had the same story. And that man was well respected, well honored. In a relationship with that man, it has come to that point that if that man says, stand until I come, she will stand. And suddenly the man died. The man had given prophecies to this woman about what is going to happen to her in the music industry, in her life, in her family. Some of the prophecies found fulfillment. Some of the prayers that was prayed for this woman by this man got answered. But when this man died, it was said that she went there like a spiritual daughter just to plan with the family. And she was amazed that Ogonipos came to claim the man's dead body. And said, the church cannot bury him because he's one of them. And that almost finished this woman. When I hear such stories, I'm not moved by whatever is coming out. And that is why I follow the Bible, because Jesus is the pattern son, Jesus is the example, he's the only one that if I put my life on the line based on what he has said, the life that he has lived, my life can never be wasted. And I want to thank God that he has been so faithful. He has not allowed my life to waste. Because when I did not even know too much, I made up my mind. If this is what you want for me, I will forget about every other thing. And he has never disappointed me. Praise the Lord. So, from these Ephesians, you see that there are some powerful statements that is coming out of it. It talks about those who are walking in darkness. When you bring the Philippians and Ephesians together, you will see that Paul explained those who are walking in darkness, and that we must not follow them. Rather, we should follow him as an example. These are the days that some of our youths, our teenagers, where do they get their inspiration? From the world system. Most of what they do, they get it online. They address mode and everything. And we, as children of God, when we are carrying the mind of Christ, our life is made. We can never be wrong. We can never miss it, bearing the mind of Christ. When you turn to Christ, suddenly your mind was in mind. Your mind was given access to the mind of Christ. There was an exchange, a divine exchange that took place that made you from that moment to understand who God is. But while your mind was awakened, it was still far even up to now, it is still far from perfection. Day by day, we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And by God's grace, as we yield your heart to the instruction that God is bringing to us, you will find out that day by day, this race is becoming more easier, because the grace of God is sufficient for us. And day by day, you are growing better and you are moving nearer to perfection. To live in the futility of the mind, what does it mean? It means to live without any regard for God. Anyone that is living without any regard for God, without any regard for eternity, can we say that person is bearing the mind of God? No. That person is living in the futility of his or her mind. Anyone that is living according to the world's philosophies, may the Lord help us in this time and age that we are living. Because most of what we see around, the church has entered, the world has entered the church, and they are bringing it right into the sanctuary of God. And that is why you and I must know who we believe. God must help us to keep growing day by day in the knowledge of the word of God, if we will not become a victim. It is not expected that any one of us continue to live in the futility of our minds. Rather, from now, after this meeting, until Jesus comes, we are to be living in the light of eternity. Everything that is happening around us is a pointer that we are getting closer to that day. And rapture can come either by rapture itself, and anyone that is living in the futility of his mind can never hear the sound of the rapture, will never hear. And that is why day by day, God must continue to help you and to help me to live in the light of eternity. Day by day, let's begin to live as if Christ will come today. And if he comes, he meets you in your office, all well and good, you will go. If he comes and he meets us, if it is in the night, he meets us on the bed, it's our desire for everyone that's living in light of eternity, we just go with him. May this be our Lord in Jesus' name. But let me say to you that it is by choice. The choice is set before me, before you, on a daily basis. The choice to allow God to transform my mind, it is a choice. As we are all seated here, learning at his feet, please, don't go without making that choice. And even when you are gone, and you are in your house, you are in your office, keep standing on this choice that you have made. It is very clear that the old mind, as we have read in that passage, is set on what the human nature wants. And let me try to explain it in another way, this old mind, so that you can understand. When I gave my life to Christ, physically, did anything change? Nothing changed. But the work was done inside. That old Adamic nature was dealt with. But don't always forget that Lucifer, the devil, is still very much around. And day by day, moment by moment, is dangling the carrot of sin before us like this. He shoots arrows into our minds, especially as we anytime we become careless with the circle of friends, associates that we relate with, many things will keep coming. But for us, we are to say no. Someone said, I felt like wasting your life. And that ends the marriage. We travel to London to go and marry this lady. Good. Because there was an issue between her and the spouse. And while they were discussing it, unfortunately for her, representative of her parents were there. The parents in law who went to marry her were there. And when they were asking, she said, this thing always comes to my mind, to just damage your life. And the young man said, fine and good, tonight you are leaving my house. She did not sleep in that house, because that young man will not take anything from anybody. In fact, that night, the parents-in-law, the representative of the parents of the lady, they carry their bag. The man said, follow your auntie. You are not sleeping here. And when those people were not willing to take her, and the man was bent, they have to take her. And as I'm telling you now, she has returned back to UK. This is someone that is done talking, I'm not deceived again by people speaking in tongues, because I have found out by experience that there are tongues from the other side. So no one can deceive me with that. Because she prayed well in tongues, but every other thing about her life is a contradiction. That statement she made, where did it originate from? And she said it has been coming over and over. And we have not seen this of things that has happened to people. Even one of our daughters in hospital. We were here buying those days together. You remember, you see that all the papers carried it. The husband wasted that, caught her with pregnancy. You remember the story? The father is a pastor in Fosfa, under Bagada. But all of us were in Yaba in those days. Who is at loss? Is it not the father who lost her husband? May the Lord have mercy on us. So it is you that you will make up your mind. When those thoughts, when the enemy, the devil, is dangling that carrot, you will have to open your mind and declare that you are no longer there. And raise the standard. If not, before you know it, whatever is coming, you see it coming to pass. Praise the Lord. The first thing to cultivate now is the mind of Christ. Clear off the old mind. And that will lead me to the Pharisee Nicodemus. I will not go too far. I will continue tomorrow by God's grace, trusting God that God will give us the full dose of what he had for us in Jesus' name. You read that in John chapter 3. You can take John chapter 3, but I only want to speak on from 3 to 7. Take note of Ezekiel 36, 25 to 27. And I read Ezekiel for you. But before I read Ezekiel, let me tell us about Pharisee Nicodemus. This man was already a Pharisee. If you read the Bible, you will know that it's not a small boy that becomes a Pharisee. It is not a Christian of 2 years that becomes a Pharisee. But this Pharisee, all his years of a training that made him to become a Pharisee, could not give him the mind of Christ. So on that day, the Bible says he came in the night to Jesus and he said to Jesus, "Good man, you are not doing badly at all." And Jesus looked straight into the heart. And the same way Jesus is looking into our heart as we are sitting. He looked into his heart and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see." And when you continue to read it, you will see that this man will not see anything truly. And these are the creatures of the kingdom. So, that is what made me to say that don't let it be mentioned that you are a member, a leader, a foster, and your name is not found in that book. That will be a tragedy. It will not happen to us in Jesus' name. But therefore, the sin Nicodemus did not continue. After Jesus had spoken to him, he turned to Jesus. He yielded his heart. He collected the heart of Christ. And when you be reading about him, I think from John chapter 19, you will see that it went even beyond born again. He became a disciple. He was one of the secret disciples of Jesus. So much so that when Jesus died, and Jesus was to be buried, what's the name of this man who went to beg for the body of Jesus to be buried? Nicodemus was to partner with him, and both him and this man, they buried Jesus Christ together. Ezekiel 36. "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you," I think I'm reading Living Bible now. "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from your filthiness, from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you. Heart of flesh. A new heart also will I give you, and heart of flesh a new heart will I give you." So I think I made the same point five. "And I will give you an heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." Brethren, little experience in ministry, I have seen many people 30 years, a thickness of 30 years, encounter Christ on their hospital bed. We go to National Orthopedic Hospital to preach and to disciple them on the bed, because those are, when you go there, you see some patients, they spend months. Some will even spend year on years. So when we witness to them, we continue to go. As many of them that are interested, we'll be discipling them on the day. On that day, we met this mama. She attends MFM. And she was telling us her story. "My children, what we are doing is a good work. Keep it up. Thank you, ma." And one of us looked at her and said, "Mama, are you born again?" And mama said, "Learn where? In your mouth. 30 years ago, I was ordained a deaconess in CAC. So, mama, don't be annoyed with me now." That one sat down. I said, "Mama, is there anything that you know that if Christ should come now, for this accident that made you to be on this bed. If it has resulted in death, will you accept Jesus? Mama was to go for another surgery on Tuesday. Two surgeries has been done on that leg. And the leg became infected, it was not healing. So they were to take her in following Tuesday. And this was Saturday that the sister was talking to her. Is there anyone you need to forgive? Say, don't tell me that, don't tell me that. Don't even talk about forgiveness. Eh? My husband, I will never forgive you. So, that was the issue. Mama did not want to hear anything. And yet, 30 years as a witness. So we talked back and forth, and we went to pray for Mama. She did not want to say, said, you can come back. In fact, that thing you said, I don't want my baby to rise. Just come back next time. So we went to pray, and this sister came back. To the glory of God, Mama became broken. And what broke Mama's heart? Mama, if you continue like this, you know you are going to theater on Tuesday. Suppose you did not come out of that theater. Sickness of 30 years, do you see Jesus? Where do you want to end? We are asked, this is your husband. They make it to heaven. Why not forgive? Okay, Mama, you have told me when you were ordained as deaconess. Can you remember when you gave your heart to Christ? Mama said, Otipe, when I told you 30 years ago I was ordained as deaconess, you are asking me about salvation. The lady insisted, because that's what we do. If I have time to sit with you, I will insist, I want to know the date. Then my sister said, Mama, if you know 30 years you can remember, you should be able to know the day Jesus became the Lord. We kept going back and forth. And to cut the long story short, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, finish, Mama. This scripture, has it become flesh in you? Because the word of God, who is Jesus Christ himself, is what God is going to use to judge us on that day. So the word of God must be flesh to you. You must be reading, be able to read your Bible and be able to tell yourself, thank God this one has happened to me. Mama said, I don't understand. Then we went to this Ezekiel. He will cleanse you with water, pure water. Not pure water of 5 naira. That is a reference to the word of God. Because it's only the word of God that brings conviction to the heart. Mama, this one says, he will remove, he cleanse you from all your filthiness, from all your idols. Yes, he wants to give you a new heart. There is a heart in you. There is a mind that you carry that cannot be found in Christ. And it is written there, said, I will take away your stony heart and give you a new heart. I will give you a new spirit. I will give you my own spirit. Then, that was how Mama gave her life to Christ. Sickness of 30 years. So it has happened at various times. What am I saying? Before I conclude, do you know what it means to be born again? There was a man that was born again suddenly. And you know the man, When you get to go and study the life of Nebuchadnezzar, you know that king, that great king, that become man. What is man? Animal. A great king, a powerful king. But because of the mind that this king carried, even though he was great physically, even though he can be equal to maybe U.S. president, but what happened? Because of the mind that he carried, that mind that will not do the judgment of God as we have read, that mind that will not yield to the control of the Holy Spirit as we read in Romans chapter 8, that was the kind of mind that he carried. How can you say you carry the mind? You carry the mind of Jesus. And your life, when we bring it close to Jesus, is not a resemblance of Jesus in any way. That king became born again because he became man. And he crawled into the bush. But he did not die in that state. And that is the confidence that I have. That is there any one of us here? And I will not ask you to raise your hand, because your case will be like that mama who had been ordained as 30 years as a deaconess. But if not for mercy, the devil will have carried her away. Let me tell you, some of those things that is happening to us will be that this issue that we are discussing. If you will allow Christ to perform that surgery in your heart, if you will yield yourself to the control of the Spirit, if you will say, I am making a choice today, that this mind of Christ must be in me from today, everything I do must be according to the operation of Christ, then whatever is your challenge, you know it can just fizzle out like that. Because mama's leg that they have been using only to dress and was kept, you know, going deep. You see something, when you see some cases in the body, that even she herself, she will have to cover her nose when nurses are taking care of that leg. God gave that leg miraculously. She never needed to do any other surgery again. And the doctor said, Mama, what did you do? Blood has been donated. Surgery fee has been paid. But the way we are looking at you, let's go and check again. Everything is ready, but let me just, nurse, can you give me a sheet? Let her do one more x-ray. Because what happened? On Monday, the surgery was to be Tuesday. On Monday, when they are doing ward round, and doctor came, and it happens to be time of dressing, the doctor has instructed that he wants to see the wound, so that he will know what to do on Tuesday. So they delay mama's dressing until the doctor came. And when the doctor came, the nurses has carried all the things to the bedside. Nothing was drawn, only to find out that, Mama, I'm seeing something different. Something that has become greenish. Something that was deep. Do you know what happened? What God did was to release flesh, and it was growing from top to bottom, from bottom to the top, and it was red. When a wound is no longer green and it's reddish, that means something has happened. The infection is no longer there. And that was why they requested for another x-ray. And the doctor said, Mama, That is the miracle. I have forgiven everybody. I forgave my husband. And he was here yesterday. He came to visit me. It was me that said he should not come home. That I don't want to in my life again. But I called him. I said, I'm forgiving you. Can you come? Come and see your wife. And that he was here. We had fellowship. As simple as that. Do you know that anyone that carries this mind, the mind of an old man, we also carry along with it all kinds of terrible things. It is only in Christ that there is victory. I don't know what your issues are. Could it be as a result of the mind that you carry? Tonight is a time that we need to rise up together. Why? Because goat does not eat meat. It is an abomination. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 says, whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he's born of God. I want you to know that when we are talking of all these things that we are talking about, and we are reading the Bible, we are just reading the Bible, and in almost all the passages that we have read, sin is not far from it. What are the little foxes that is eating you up? I know it's not your fault. It is because of the mind that you carry. I want all heads to be bowed. I'm not asking anybody to raise hands or to do anything. I just want you to reflect on the passages that we have read tonight. I want you to reflect on the word of God that has come to us tonight. What have you heard? What has God said to you? I want you to begin to check. Check it out again. And invite him right here by your side. Jesus is here right now. Whatever it is that has made you to carry that mind, and yoke of ignorance is broken today by the release of the word of God. You can be made free from that mind. All the carrot of sin the enemy has been dangling. Henceforth, you can say no more. You can make your choice today. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Except you and I have an exchange of our minds to his own mind, and we allow him to continue to grow his work in our lives day by day, yielding to his will, conforming to his image. Except that is done, I am afraid. I am afraid. And my prayer is that the word of God that God has brought will not stand against me, against you, on that day. If you are not sure of the day of your salvation for any reason, since it's not going to cost you money, and since I'm not asking you to raise your hand, why not invite him now? Why not call upon him? Because he has promised in that book of Ezekiel, he did it for his sister. We just sat down together and we were just looking at this Ezekiel. And that day, the baba, 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 baba. That was the kind of tongue that sister used to speak. That tongue finished that night. That night he received a new heart. That night he received, there was a divine exchange. I want to pray with you now. Father, your word has come. And I stand together with as many who are saying, Lord Jesus, I need your own type of mind. For these many years, I have been operating as enemy on the cross. But tonight, your word has come. Let this word set me free and make me free indeed. In the name of Jesus. As many of us that are saying, Lord Jesus, I want you to come, just come to my heart. Come and be my personal Lord and Savior. I'm not even sure that my name is still written in the book. But tonight, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. I need that your mind. Come and save my soul. Come and take away this mind. This heart of stone, take it away. Give me your own. Lord Jesus, as many who are quietly saying that, hear, O my Father, and answer in the name of Jesus. And as many of us whose eyes have been opened to the way we have been living in futility of our mind, tonight, Lord Jesus, perform a surgery in the heart of every one of us, that from henceforth release grace upon us to live a life that pleases you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Please, can we recommit ourselves unto the Lord? Father, I must not hear this type of teaching and become a child of perdition. I must not hear this type of teaching and still go back to the old nature, to the human nature. The old man must not ruin my life. Father, give me the grace. You heard the servant of the Lord say, it's a choice. Father, help me to make the right choice. Help me to make this heavenly choice. In any way that the flesh, the carnal man, has been dominating my life. He has been the Lord. He has been the master. Lord, rescue me tonight. In the name of Jesus, I want to be rescued. I want to be delivered. Father, by your mercy, deliver me. Deliver me from this carnal man that has been bringing me down every time. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I don't want to go back to the old self. In the name of Jesus. I want us to pray. For the servant of the Most High, this is not the type of mercy that the devil will like. You know, there are some messages the devil will be thriving even when the man of God is speaking about prosperity, speaking about how you can become millionaires. But this time around, the devil is never happy about how people can make heaven, how the kingdom of darkness can be depopulated and the kingdom of heaven be repopulated. I want us to pray for her, that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the grace of God will cover her. The oil of God will continue to flow over her life. The blood of Jesus. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. The grace to always overcome every challenges of the enemy, every trap of the enemy, that in the name of Jesus Christ, she will not be trapped in any way. In the name of Jesus, every cunning craftiness of the enemy will not hold her to ransom. And the name of the Lord, our Father, will be glorified. Thank you, everlasting Father. Daddy, we worship you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Mighty and everlasting Father, we thank you once again for the word of grace that has proceeded from the throne unto us tonight. We pray, Lord Jesus, having heard this word, none of us will fail you. None of us will retrace ourselves even to the old nature in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, the mind of Christ will be our guiding principle. The Jesus Christ will be our guiding standard in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we look up unto you as you also commend your servant into our mighty hand, that in the name of Jesus, you keep on fortifying her. In the name of Jesus, she will keep on looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. She will not be distracted. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, everlasting Father. Tomorrow is another day. We pray that we'll be much more than this. And Lord Jesus, from that pool, you will draw. We will draw from it, and our lives will be better off. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, everlasting Father. We're about to give our offering. Spirit of the living God, please sanctify it, O God. Let it be used to the glory and honor of your name. Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can we stand on our feet?
You are bigger than what people say, and forever you remain the same. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah.
Bigger than what people say.
You are bigger than what people say.
Say, God bless you, man. We are very grateful. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow is a bottom pot blessing. By the grace of God, we'll be rounding up this 3 days teaching tomorrow. And God helping us, 7 hours in His presence is on Saturday. It's a marathon. And I know by the grace of God, you are going to contact your own miracle. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Miracles don't just happen, though. You make it happen. Praise God. When you come to His presence, the Bible says in His presence there is fullness of joy. You will not miss your own. In the name of Jesus. So tomorrow, please invite somebody. Invite somebody. It's going to be greater. The greatest of all the blessings tomorrow, the Lord will release unto us. And the earlier you come, the better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The grace to invite somebody, may you receive it in the name of Jesus. And so may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon you. May our God be gracious unto you. May the Lord grant you His peace, even now and forevermore. And surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. AD 2021, our year of great abundance. AD 2021. And AD 2021, my year of great abundance. May great abundance of Jesus be made manifest in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much. enjoy the rest of the night.